David consulted with the captains of thousands and of hundreds, even with every leader. David said to all the assembly of Israel, "If it seems good to you, and if it is of Yahuwah our Elohim, let's send word everywhere to our brothers who are left in all the land of Israel, with whom the priests and Levites are in their cities that have pasture lands, that they may gather themselves to us. Also, let's bring the ark of our Elohim back to us again, for we didn't seek it in the days of Saul." All the assembly said that they would do so, for the thing was right in the eyes of all the people. So David assembled all Israel together, from the Shihor River of Egypt even to the entrance of Hamath, to bring Elohim's ark from Kiriath-Jearim. David went up with all Israel to Baalah, that is to Kiriath-Jearim, which belonged to Judah, to bring up from there Elohim Yahuwah's ark that sits above the cherubim, that is called by the name. They carried Elohim's ark on a new cart and brought it out of Abinadab's house, and Uzzah and Ahio drove the cart. David and all Israel played before Elohim with all their might, even with songs, with harps, with stringed instruments, with tambourines, with cymbals, and with trumpets. When they came to Chidon's threshing floor, Uzzah put out his hand to hold the ark, for the oxen stumbled. Yahuwah's anger burned against Uzzah, and he struck him because he put his hand on the ark, and he died there before Elohim. David was displeased, because Yahuwah had broken out against Uzzah. He called that place Perez Uzzah, to this day. David was afraid of Elohim that day, saying, "How can I bring Elohim's ark home to me?" So David didn't move the ark with him into David's city, but carried it aside into Obed-Edom the Gittite's house. Elohim's ark remained with the family of Obed-Edom in his house 3 months, and Yahuwah blessed Obed-Edom's house and all that he had.